I was worried at last night's screening of The Tourist as the lights went down, and the trailer that preceded it, touting next February's Adam Sandler delight, came up on screen. It's not unusual for the film being screened to be paired with a preview of an upcoming feature of the same type. A little gulp came up, too, as I thought, but The Tourist is only the second movie by Florian Henkel von Donnersmarck. The first film he did merely won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film in 2007. It was The Lives of Others, for which I guess you could say I went into a rave about. I think I even referred to Donnersmarck as being brilliant, or something like that, for his direction and script of Lives of Others, which was released in March 2006. So how is it the trailer for a new Adam Sandler movie, slated to open in 2 months or so, flashes in front of me just prior to the screening of a film mostly written and completely directed by Herr Donnersmarck? That would be because Donnersmarck has stepped back from what he did in The Lives of Others and brought forth a slick, smooth, Blake Edwards-y kind of bagatelle, all debonair and cute, packed with romance, mistaken identity, plenty of spy cop action, and with Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp, a real pair to draw to. Miss Jolie, playing it almost as regal as Grace Kelly, is a mysterious Brit named Elsa. The lovely lady appears to be tangled up with police persons as well as a cruel Goldfinger kind of mobster named Reginald, and played by Stephen Berkoff. He wants back all of that money of his, purloined by one of Elsa's former lovers, whom the script calls Andrew Pierce. As Billy Strayhorn once suggested, Miss Jolie takes a train from Paris to Venice for a surreptitious meetup, but before, on that train, sort of runs into, yip, Johnny Depp. Mr. Depp's Frank Tupelo, a Wisconsin math teacher, seems a bit at sea and only slightly like a Yankee Forrest Gump on his first visit to Europe. Johnny is always endearing, playing a modicum of a bumpkin with just below the surface all that Cary Grant charm of his. The Tourist then takes off on police persons making chase after a character that's required to be of mistaken identity, and that they maintain heavy-duty audio and close-up video surveillance of Elsa and Frank. Now, this isn't a James Bond movie, but Herr Donnersmarck does cast Timothy Dalton, an 80s vintage 007, as a chief inspector fellow, who throws his rank around, particularly on a hapless middle-grade inspector, played by Paul Bettany. After scurrying about on Venetian canals and neat tile rooftops, a sort of Johnny Depp goes to the castle to rescue Angelina Jolie ensues, so Reginald won't put an end to her. But I don't want to say more about that. But I will advise you that The Tourist is much better, at least in my estimation, than any Adam Sandler movie I've ever seen, so there's no need to worry, as I did watching Mr. Sandler's soon-to-be cinematic excursion with, well, of course, Jennifer Aniston. Florian Donnersmarck is a clever new filmmaker. I think he's going to be with us in the not-too-distant future with movie number 3. Let's see where that one takes him. And us. The guy with this voice would take it as a favor if you'd read his myriad film reviews online at TulsaTVMemories.com or under reviews at the International Movie Database, IMDb.com. There you'll find by him old film reviews as well as the new ones, like the one you've just heard. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.